This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So, large PPVs have long been a contentious issue with the vaccine rollout, and there have also been questions about why GPs weren't involved in that process sooner. Now, though, with vaccination speeding up here in the Klang Valley, private clinics and GPs have actually been instructed that they're no longer a part of this vaccination process. And there's been criticism of that.
So it's worth saying that along with private clinics and GPs, Mosti has also actually instructed 29 PPVs in Selangor to close down. So in some ways, there are fewer spots. Not in some ways, actually, very directly. There are fewer spots where you will actually be able to get vaccinated. And the reason they've given for this is at least, you know, at first glance, very reasonable, which is to say that a large proportion of the Klang Valley population has been vaccinated. They're expecting demand to slow down. And when we say large, I mean 73.8% of adults in the Klang Valley have been fully vaccinated, at least as of the 18th of August. And so moving forward, therefore, pretty much from today onwards, from yesterday onwards, vaccines will now be limited to 13 PPVs, and 741 GPs were, and this I think has also caused some discontent, 741 GPs were given only 48 hours notice by the COVID-19 Immunisation Task Force to cease operations.
So the health DG, Noor Hisham Abdullah, says that the decision to stop vaccinations at private clinics were actually made against his advice. And so this, of course, has opened up reason for further criticism as well. One of the most vocal voices against this has been Klang MP Charles Santiago, who really implored for five of the PPVs that had been shut in Klang to be reopened. He actually pointed out that based on his calculations, a further more than 450,000 people in Klang need to be immunized to be able to reach that 90,000 vaccination rate. So he's basically saying that if you're talking about directing 14,000 people to one PPV in a day, well, you are at risk of triggering clusters. And he further pointed out, you know, problems with the MySajathra app, changes in appointment times and locations, which has caused confusion for those who may not be as IT savvy. All circling around that point of essentially we're not ready to scale back on our PPVs just yet.
And it's not just Klang, right? We're going to be speaking very shortly with Bukit Gasing Assemblyperson Rajiv Rishikaran, who's going to be our guest for the segment. And he's also described overcrowding at the MBPJ Civic Hall. And I think what perhaps the thing to consider here is that when we talk about 73% of the population, when we're talking about there being only 16 to 17% left of the adult population to vaccinate, it's still important to consider how densely populated the Klang Valley is, because I think that the percentage perhaps makes it look much more like a much smaller amount of people than it in fact will be. And I think Klang MP Charles Santiago pointing out that 14,000 people to one PPV in a day, that gives you some sense, I think, of how many people there are still remaining who need to get vaccinated and need to get vaccinated quickly if we're going to hit that sort of window that we're talking about. So, yeah, I have to say that considering how long it took for GPs to be allowed to get involved, even after saying that they wanted to, I don't know. It seems like an odd decision.
It seems like an odd decision. And I think it's also coming on the wake of, are we just moving a little too quickly? If even the health DG thinks that this isn't a good idea, then perhaps we should put the brakes on a little bit. It's also worth considering that urban centres, as you said, are densely populated. They're not uniformly populated. In that sense, a place like Klang obviously would bear the burden of this a lot more than other spaces in Klang Valley. So
PJ,
yeah, exactly. So lots of questions as such. And I think just essentially a call asking for why this decision was made at this time. We will, of course, be speaking shortly to Bukit Gasing Assemblyperson Rajiv Rishikaran. But let us know, what do you think of this decision to close PPVs and for GPs to be removed from that vaccination process? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we are talking about a decision that's been made to close PPVs, to close a number of PPVs in Klang Valley, as well as to withdraw GPs and private clinics from the vaccination process. And generally looking at what the wider impact of that could be. We'd like to hear from you. What do you think of this decision? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by Rajiv Rishyakaran, Assemblyperson at Bukit Gasing. Rajiv, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on the air.
So you recently wrote about overcrowding at the MBPJ Civic Hall, right, after the government reduced the number of PPVs. Talk to us about what it was like there on the ground.
All right. So yesterday was the first day of this new system where only 13 centres in the whole KL Selangor region were accepting walk-ins. And people started to crowd there in the morning. There's only 600 doses available at this particular vaccination centre. So by mid-morning, it was all taken up. Today, the queue, I reckon, started even earlier, long before I woke up in the morning. People were there all lining up from 6 in the morning. And one of the persons that I talked to this morning, he was lining up since 6:30 and he did not get in one of the slots, even though he was waiting there since 6:30. I think this goes to show there's a tremendous amount of Malaysians that have not yet been vaccinated, and there's a tremendous amount of demand and anxiety to get vaccinated soon. So clearly, we are not at the stage of 100% or nearly everyone vaccinated, as some quarters are claiming. We certainly have a lot of Malaysians here in PJ, and I'm guessing around the Klang Valley as well, who are desperate to get vaccinated. So we should expand the number of centres that people can walk in. We should make vaccines more accessible, so all those who desire to get vaccinated can get vaccinated quickly.
So in the same piece on Code Blue, you also discussed decentralising vaccination, which you've actually long been calling for, right? You've had statements out there before about this. Could you walk us through why you think this is important?
Yes, I've been calling for this for months. Now, I understand the need for mega centres, because we do need to be able to vaccinate 5,000, 8,000 people a day at centres. But at the same time, Selangor is a very big state and people are living all over the place. And to ask people to travel a large distance to get to a vaccination centre is going to discourage vaccination rates. So if we want to make vaccination, we want to increase the rate of vaccination, if we want to get this herd immunity or this immunity wall, we want to make vaccination as accessible as possible. So now, if you're living near MBBJ Civic Hall, say you're living in Section 10 PJ, it's very easy for you to, it's very near, it's easy for you to get to this place. But let's say you're living in Sunway. The nearest vaccination centre will be IDCC in Shah Alam or Civic Hall. It's quite a distance. Let's say you're living in Kota Damansara. It's an even bigger distance. Let's say you're living in Sungai Buloh. It's an even harder distance, or Damansara Damai. So we've got people now traveling from far to come early in the morning and line up for a chance to get vaccinated, and many people were turned away. I was at Civic Hall between 9 to 10 a.m. this morning, only to see the rail constantly turning people away, people who would have travelled from far to get vaccinated, but they had to go home and come back another day.
So given that we are nearing 80% in terms of having people in Klang Valley fully vaccinated, do you think, though, that this is something that still needs to be prioritised?
Yes. The fact that people are lining up at 6 o'clock in the morning shows that there is still a problem. Now, the percentages are based on estimates. Now, we know how many people have been vaccinated. We know 6.5 million people have got the first jab. But what we don't know is how many adults live in the Klang Valley. Department of Statistics had an estimate of 6.1 million. It is clearly off the mark because we have already vaccinated more than 6.5 million people. So the problem is right now between Malaysians and foreigners, whether documented or undocumented foreigners, no one knows how many humans are living in the Klang Valley. And no one knows what the percentage is because we do not know how many people are living in the Klang Valley. But I say that as long as people are lining up early in the morning and as long as Relak is turning away crowds and asking people to go home. There are no more vaccines today. It clearly shows that there are lots of people who want to be vaccinated, and we should expand the number of places that can vaccinate them. So the best way to do this is the GPs. Why the GPs? Because they've already been doing it. It's throughout the month of July. Some of them started in June. A lot of them started in July. They have been vaccinating people every day. The GPs know how to do it. They have staff, they are nurse, they know how to do it. They've got the facilities for it. They've got the logistics for it. There is no sense in stopping vaccination at GPs. The government should send the vaccine supplies to the GPs and allow the GPs to still continue to vaccinate people until we come to a day that people are no longer walking into any clinic to get vaccinated. That's when we have hit the limit. So as long as people are walking in, we should keep the vaccine supply flow to the GPs going. Be it 30 vaccines a day or 50 vaccines a day, send the vaccines every day to the GPs until we reach the point where the GP says, yeah, no one's coming in anymore. And that's clearly not the case today.
So it took a while in the first place for GPs to even get involved in the process, right, to be able to participate.
Yeah, correct. It took a while. It didn't start with the GPs straight away.
Could you talk to us about the benefits that you'd seen in your constituency from having private GPs being roped in?
There are two benefits. Number one, it's nearer to people. If you look at every commercial area in this country, we have GPs. GPs open up in every small township, in every big township. You are never more than a kilometre away from a GP in the Klang Valley. You're always near a GP. So if all GPs carry the vaccines, like how they carry cough medicine, all GPs can inject people and help, you know, help make it more accessible to everyone. That's the first benefit. The second benefit is undocumented foreigners will feel more comfortable going to the GP that they have been going to before this, rather than going to a mega center where there's full of police and RELA. It's scary for someone who's not documented. Now, we want them vaccinated. Their documented status or not can be dealt with later, but clearly we are not deporting them now. They are going to live in our community. They're going to be working in our restaurants. They're going to be working in the shops that we go to. It is in our interest. It's in society's interest that they are vaccinated. So that's the second benefit. And the third benefit is cost, because the mega PPV has, you know, a lot of cost involved in it setting up. The government is not only paying the doctors over there for the injection as they are paying the GPs, but the government is incurring so much of additional costs in mega PPV. So there are lots of benefits to decentralizing it. The clinics are already there. The clinics are already open every day. We might as well use these services that are available. And it's not like the GPs don't want to do it. The GPs want to do it. They're asking to be allowed in. They're asking to be part of this. So we should allow this. It's absolutely nonsensical for us not to allow it, unless, you know, there's some hanky-panky private interest that's going on that the government is choosing to give priority to certain operators of mega PPVs rather than letting the mass number of GPs do it. So I hope there's no hanky-panky involved, and I hope they reverse this silly decision to stop the GPs and open back and send the vaccines to the GPs this week itself and let people have better access.
What have you been hearing from your constituents about this this decision to shut down some of the PPVs and to basically pull out private clinics and GPs?
Well, I think no one's happy with the fact that, you know, we have gone from a rate that so many people are getting vaccinated every day. If you look at your Instagram, your Facebook, we keep seeing our friends getting vaccinated. And that was a very high rate of vaccination in July, 150,000 first dose a day back then. Now we have dropped to about 30,000 first dose a day. I think it's very disappointing. I think all my constituents at large are worried about congregation, people who live around the civic hall. They are worried at looking at the crowds, as well as those who are not vaccinated. They are worried that how are they going to get vaccinated at this rate? The current system has collapsed. It went from a decently all right system in July to a very bad system in August. And it is very reversible. There's no excuse to not reverse it and to not make the vaccination more accessible. Now, some of the large centres could close if they don't have enough people coming in. I mean, like Sunway Pyramid is designed for 5,000 people a day. If only 1,000 people a day is going in, it may not be economical to operate that centre. So I can understand closing certain mega PPVs. That part I can accept. I think a lot of people can accept. But taking away the vaccination from 700 over GPs in this country, that doesn't make sense.
Rajiv, in closing, what would you like to see from the new administration in terms of pandemic response? What do you think is most needed right now?
I think the two things that's most needed is we make it accessible again. So reinstate the GPs. They don't have to do much except to reinstate all the GPs who want to be part of this vaccination program, who already have been part of this vaccination program. But the second thing is also to get some form of assurance to our migrant workers in this country, to assure them and tell them that it's safe, and to encourage them to come out and not to request them to all congregate in one PPV like Bukit Jalil, like they've done for the last few weeks. Because we have millions of migrant workers in this country, and if we don't take care of their vaccination, we will suffer as well, not just them, if the cases are still spreading widely in our community. So we must take care of everyone. And we must assure them. And whatever Hamza Zainuddin has done in the past to threaten arrests on them, that hasn't been undone. The government should assure them to come forward. It'll be safe for them to get their vaccination so that they will come out and they will dare to come forward.
Rajiv, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're most welcome.
That was Rajiv Rishakaran, assembly person at Bukit Gasing, speaking to us about the decision to remove GPs as well as private clinics from the vaccination process, as well as to shut down a number of PPVs around Klang Valley. Let us know what you think about these decisions. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We already have a number of messages coming in. Let's just have a look at some. We have this from Stephen.
So Stephen says, this current walk-in system is not well thought out. The current total adult percentage is not a right index to look at because census data is outdated in the first place, and there are people from other states who came to the Klang Valley for the vaccination and messed around with our percentage numbers further. A better solution for now is to have the booking system the way they did with AstraZeneca for the remaining PPV so people can choose their time slot, not have to queue early in the morning daily. This will help PPVs control their resources and their crowd better as well. The system is already there, so just use it. I believe there are still many people who haven't gotten vaccinated. Using the existing percentage of adults vaccinated just to justify the closure of PPV and GPs, not a good idea.
So, Stephen, you touched on a number of things that people are already pointing out, right? That the data may not necessarily be reflective of everyone in Klang Valley for various reasons. One, that perhaps My Sejahtera is not necessarily reaching everyone. But also, as Rajiv pointed out, that there are a number of people who might have been intimidated or frankly just scared by having to come forward for the vaccination. A number of good points raised there. And
I do think, though, that one of the things that Rajiv raised, along with others, I believe we spoke earlier about Klang MP Charles Santiago bringing up technical difficulties, or rather people who may not be so tech savvy. And one of the main criticisms of the AstraZeneca booking system was that it excluded people who could not figure out how to work what was frankly a very difficult website to work. So I think it would be better now, because I assume that, you know, it wouldn't be crashing, demand would be less, and therefore it would be easier. But I also think that there does still need to be a way for people who want a vaccine to just walk in and get a vaccine, because otherwise we are going to continuously exclude people who don't understand or who don't have people who can help them with it. You know, there are just a lot of ways in which people could still fall through the cracks.
I think the walk-in system is not at fault. I think it's how it's been executed that is often the problem. Aaron says, actually, I think it's okay for the PPVs to be closed as we get closer to the target, but private clinics should be maintained as vaccination venues as they are located everywhere, especially in the majority of neighbourhoods, which will actually make it very convenient for people to go in for vaccinations. And I believe that the cost for the government will be far cheaper than opening or maintaining a mega PPV. The government can offer a better rate to the clinics in order to get even more private clinics participation in the program. And this will help get us closer to having more people vaccinated.
Yeah, this has always been the argument, particularly when it comes to cost. I don't think that anybody has ever really... I'm not sure if someone's done the math. If they have, I haven't seen it. But that's always been the main thing, right? This idea of how is it more cost effective for us to maintain and work out a mega PPV and everything that goes along with that, as opposed to making use of healthcare centers that have existed this whole time. So, Aaron, yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that front. Although, also on the PPVs closing, I guess the other question is whether or not we're thinking about where those PPVs are. I mean, location-wise, whether we are still distributing people appropriately.
And difference between mega PPVs and PPVs that are serving a more community or local group of people, right? Keep sending your thoughts our way. What do you think of the decision to close down some of the PPVs in Klang Valley, as well as to remove the GPs and private clinics from the vaccine process? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.